Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your sweetheart to some and warrior to others, Dr. Cappuccino. Hello, everyone. Marcia here. You're on the Hour of Power, the Hour of Power, Dr. Cappuccino show. Yes, it's 30 minutes, but you're going to need an hour or so to pull yourself together once the show ends, because we have a message from the God of the universe. But you know our routine. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, that name, not if there was any other name, I'd call it out. But the scripture says that that's the only name given unto under heaven by which men must be saved. So in the name of Jesus, we come right now. We've tried it all, done it all, we failed. Here we are on this call, ready to hear what thus saith the Lord. God, and it is from you and you alone that all blessings flow. Your word is a blessing. Speak now. Speak. We've heard it all week. We've heard the good, the bad, the ugly. We want to hear a message from the God of the universe. Grant us peace, Father, in the mission and on the way to doing your will in a mightier, mightier way. Thank you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's message is a message from the God of the universe. It is finished. The children of light, therefore the children of God, has been commanded to take a lead from feeling hopelessness and despair. God himself has said, my word will not return to me voided and counted out by men who walk on 2 feet, made of and blood, and whose life is in their nostrils. God has declared a new day, a worldwide edict against any who are on a hell-bent course to make him look like a fool on earth, and who have not the power to stop cancer, to stop brain disease, which is on the rise. The fall of the nations that everyone can see, blind or with sight, and the declarations of the peacemakers. Today you're going to hear how you can avoid falling into the trap of lies and receive all that God has promised to those who love his name and who honor his word. You know something? I just read the key. Those that love God's name and who honor his word. We got a message today that's going to help heal, that's going to help renovate, rejuvenate the weary, the lost, and the undriven. God has been sending messages through his prophets, prophetess, and most of all his word for centuries. Look at the sorry state that we're in as human beings. Obviously, we have not been listening to God or reading the word of God to get into action behind the words, because look at us. If you look out into the world, not caring how much money you have, not caring what your next door neighbor has got to say, we know something is not right. We don't need anyone to come and say, oh, my goodness, what's going on in the world? Why is there so much hatred? Why is there so much murder? Why is there so much mayhem? Why is there so much chaos? Here's the reason why. People are not following that. And the message is today, according to his son, follow me. Follow me. If we don't say anything else, and we end this conversation right now, we can safely say all human beings need to be following in the footsteps of God's created Son, none other than Christ Jesus. I know many are trying to make a fool out of Christians and those that are calling on the name of God. It's okay. I've read the end of the book. It says that God is going to create a new heaven and a new earth. And guess what? Old folk, young folk, anybody not in line with God and his ability to do that has set themselves up as an enemy of God. That's also part of the message. The other part of the message is that we need to get in aided by God. We see, according to Jeremiah 10:23, that it does not belong to man even upon 2 feet to direct his own steps. So what are we talking about? What are we doing? We see cancer has not stopped his crusade. We see heart disease has not stopped his crusade. we see all manner of diseases is on the march and are not intending on stopping their crusade. We see all manner of breakdown from the family to the church being on the scalpel to the whole nation upon which we are calling out of right now being in trouble. Where's the fix-it men? Where are the fix-it women? Oh, they're out there. They're getting paid a lot of money to stand up and say, all rise, it is now time to hear from the speaker of the... We already know that. But as a common man and the common woman, we've been looking to the wrong people for the right answers. It's time to get back to God. That's the message. Return to me, and I return to you. God has given man on two feet rulership powers. He's saying that I've created you with free will. Get on out there and make something happen. Well, look at what we've done. We can't look into one portal of humanity and say that is working. We can't look into any household and say that's a perfect union. We can't look into the hospitals, the prisons, the jail cells. We can't look anywhere and say, oh, it's working, or that are running it, they're working it, it's successful. We cannot do it, because when we turn away from God, when we refuse to hear from God, when we make our own selves a God, being made out of dust, blood running through our veins, we run into trouble. And we're in trouble now as a nation, as a country. We're in trouble as a global unit, because too many voices have tried to take the voice of God, twist things around, and try to make their situation happy and make it work. It has not happened. Pick up your telephone right now. Call your neighbor. Call the police. Call your mother. Call your father. Call any hospital. Call any prison. Ask for some solutions to the world's problems. You're not going to get it. Some say locking people up isn't working. Well, what else is going to work? Some say going after bad drugs and those that make them. That's going to end our problem in health care. Some have done that. It has not happened. Some have said, well, you know what? If we have the mass weddings on earth, if we get people together and get them all in households, that's going to be the answer. No, it will not. The Bible says it is not wise, and no one should become unequally yoked with another. So we see that's not a solution. Giving people free food, free clothes, free money, that has not worked. People have decided to become lazy and lay around all day and all night rather than get up on their two feet and say, hey, here's an answer for me. This is what's going to work. That has not worked. So what is the solution? The message from God is this. You've got to return to God. I've got to return to God and let God return to me. Well, how does a person return back to God? Number one, you've got to get in the Word. Not in the word of man, fallen man. Fallen man is in quicksand, as you can see. He has no helper out. Only God, calling out to God, would be his relief and his salvation. Man has no answers to anything. Look at what's going on. Look at the drugs put out there. Oh, yes, FDA approves this drug within 2 years. Lawyers is calling it a bad drug, and they're saying, hey, you've taken whatever drug, come on and see me. You can get compensated if you're not dead. What good is that when you get later, you're dead from the drug? Things is not working in our world because we have spit in the face of their creator, and he's not happy about it. Everywhere you look every day, there's a major disaster. There's a major fire. There's a major flood. There's a major mass shooting. Everywhere you look, every day, you know that I'm telling the truth. We've got to stop this foolishness and bow down to God the Creator and put both hands up and say, God, help me, please. It's billions of people on earth, but here I am. Help me, please. Let peace and love and change start with me. We keep talking about, oh, somebody needs to do something about the shape of the world. Somebody needs to turn America around. Somebody needs to help stop war. Well, somebody? I know I am. That means you, as being somebody, can start to take the first step back to God. If God created this world, and he did, then it's on him to straighten it out. So we need to go to the Creator and say, straighten this mess out. Let me be part of the catalyst to doing so. But God has already rendered a judgment. He says he's coming with his wrecking crew of angels, and he's going to present a judgment against the ungodly and those that do not honor the name of his son. Is that you? Is it your mother? Is it your brother? You need to get in a hurry and help them find the word of God and help them once they've found it to do it. Don't tell people, oh, I'm not going to church. No, you're not going to get nothing. But I tell you what, if you walk in there with the arm of God on your back and in your front torso, something's going to happen. His son said, be a witness until the end. So if you're still alive, able to walk about, eat and drink, you're demanded to be a witness. That's the message from God. Get up, rise up. Women, come up out the bedroom, put some clothes on, and be a witness for the Lord. Whatever we're doing outside of being a witness for the Lord is nothing. It is not going to work. My daddy used to say, nothing but what you do for God will count. It's time now to start counting numbers, counting the people that you have been witnessing to, counting the people you've been kind to, counting up the people who's been blessed because you walk about on two feet. That's the message from the God of the universe. Person comes to me with a contrite spirit and who wants to be cleaned up and have a clean heart. He says, I'm going to take them in. I'm going to take them in. And once God take you in, he's going to clean you up, suit you up, boot you up, and let you be a living witness and a testimony to his will and way. God is a spirit. That spirit is not coming down here and trying to take 200 out of a hospital. He's not coming down here to empty the jail cells. He's not going to walk upon earth to try to make nothing right. He's given you the power. He's empowered you through the spiritual anointing of his son. Matthew 28, when the son was coming on back to the father with the blood of redemption in both hands, he told those standing, looking up, iteration. He says, I'm going back to where I came from. I'm going back to the Father, but lo, look here. I am with all of you until the end. Go tell that. He says, I need you. I want you. I'm challenging you. I'm telling you to go forward preaching and teaching and baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. He said, do it until the end. He says, I'm with you until the end. But that has been the commission for centuries. That is the commission today. That's the same message that his son gave over 2,000 years ago. Over 42 generations, go ye therefore. He didn't say sit down and keep trouble going. He didn't say sit down and lie 24 hours a day. He didn't say sit down and fornicate, try to harm and hurt your neighbor. He didn't say that. He said, go ye therefore and teach and make disciples. That's the message. We're in trouble. There are some people don't know how to call on the name of Jesus. You might be one of them. But if you don't know how, I'm going to show you how right now. Hold both hands up and say, Father God in heaven, I come to you now, filthy and unclean. I ask for forgiveness and for your help to recognize your son, Christ Jesus, in every area of my life. I have failed. I have walked this earth as a living failure. And now it's time for me to return back to you. I know about you. I know about your son. I've heard about what you did with Daniel and the lion's den. I've heard, yah, 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 yah. But now I'm real. Clean me up so you can use me. I've been a horrible mess, still a mess. Take me in. Clean me up. Show me what to do. And most of all, help me not to be afraid of the so-called champions of earth that have taken a part in a share in running the earth. Help me to keep walking. Let me hear them, but not listen to anything that's against you and your son. The Bible says you sent your son. I'm here to recognize that you sent him, and he had a message. And that's what I want to preach and teach on the housetops. From the street corners and housetops, that the time is now. Repent and be ye saved. saved from what? Well, I'm already saved. I got money in the bank. I'm eating good every day. I'm looking good. Saved from this, from a condemnation and a separation from God as people made of human flesh. Bible says sin is rampant in the earth. But he also said there's none that doeth good. All men sin it. So we've got to get in where we fit in. That's outside the boundaries of sin. Jesus Christ shed blood made a way. It made a way. The governments haven't made that way. The president hasn't made that way. The Bible says he sent his son to make a way back and knock that off the books. It's already been on the books before some of them were created. It's time now to hear this real message from the God of the universe. Return to me and let me return to you. I see you miserable. I see you hateful. I see you a wretch undone. I see you done lied all your life. I see you walking around with two or three different mates. I see what you're doing. But I'm warning you that if you do not return to me right now in the acceptable period, when you see mass chaos and you see the nations fall, it's going to be too late. Well, too late for what? Too late to run to me for salvation? Too late to come to me talking about, God, I'm sorry, help me, heal me, make me new? It's going to be too late to start. Do right, be right, talk right, walk right, and most of all, first of all, you got to want to be right. The Bible tells you that I am holy. I'm a holy God. My son is holy. You must be holy as God is holy. It's time now. Aren't you tired of suffering? Aren't you tired of going about skinned like sheep without a shepherd? Aren't you tired of following family, friends, and enemies to your peril? Look at you. Look at you. Not sure if you're going to be alive tomorrow. Not sure if your grandchildren are going to be alive next week. How can you live like that without having me on your side? That's the message from God. That's a message, call your neighbor for $1. Come on. Aren't you sick and tired of that? Look at your life, a mess. Look at you, a human mess. Look where you live, a mess. Look at your community, a mess. Look at the state you live in, a mess. Look at the nation you're breathing in, a mess. Look at other countries and their lifestyle, a mess. A mess, a mess, a mess. You know why? Because they left off from following me. They decided they were big enough to do what they wanted to do. They're still doing it. Look at the hospitals filled. More people are laying in hospital morgues than there are in those recovery beds. Check it out. Check it out. A message from God. This is what God wants you to do. Number one, come to him in the right way. Number two, he wants you to repent of dead works. You are dead work in a dead work. He wants you to repent. He wants you to acknowledge his son, that his son came to offer salvation. You need that. You need to let God know that. Number four, you need to promise God. You need to make God a promise that if he lifts you up, you're not going back to the dead state that you're in now. You need to make God that promise. Number five, you need to show God once you get up off of your sick bed, hand into your head, and you're going to walk with him, and you're going to make sure everything that you do honors God. Yes, you're going to slip and fall, but God is looking. He sees you. He knows whatever you're doing. If you're walking in his way and you done told him, I'm going to walk in your way, if you give me one more chance, he's going to help you. What do sinners do? They sin. Yes, you're going to sin. After you hang up, you're going to sin. You might have thoughts of wanting to kill someone. You might have thoughts of wanting to rob someone. You might have thoughts of even taking your life. Hold that life in your hand. Say, wait a minute. Hold it. He created me with some purpose. Let me not be a fool and snuff this purpose out. Let me stay around another day, another week, another month, another year. Somebody you know might be on the brink of self-destruction. Let them know there's hope. You know why there's hope? Because he sent his son. He didn't send no other man. He didn't send no other spirit. He didn't send a new grocery store in a corner. He didn't send another band of angels. The Bible says he sent his son. He didn't send a president. He didn't send an emperor. He didn't send a new government from heaven. The Bible says he sent his son. He didn't send your grandmother to do his work. He didn't send your grandfather to do his work. The Bible says he sent his son. He didn't send you. He didn't create you and send you. The Bible says he sent his son. Listen to his son. Listen to his son, Christ Jesus. That's who he sent. He didn't send a band of angels. He sent his son. He sent his son, Christ Jesus. You know what that is? In the band of those following the creative son of God, Christ Jesus. Yes, he's a holy man. Some says as other holy men, get in where you sent in as a footstep follower of Jesus Christ. He didn't. I'm telling you now, he didn't send nobody else. This world wouldn't be in the chaotic shape it's in now if he had done anything else but sending his son down here. We wouldn't have this problem if the sent son was followed as God wanted us to follow his son. He so loved this earth. He so loved the people on it that he gave his only begotten son. Stop spitting in his son's face with your dead work. Stop doing not. He sent his son. He didn't send you. He sent his son. He said, this is my son, Christ Jesus, of whom I'm well approved. You haven't heard that yet. That's the message from God. And you're not going to hear it till you get in where you've been in. You need to make God some promises today. Make him some promises. Make him some promises. And you know what? The promise he made through sending his son, that is what's going to be found firm. Now, let me give you a little bit more of advice. His son said on Golgotha, Mount Calvary means in Latin. Send him, son of Arimathea. Send him all the way. Angels followed him all the way to the cross there and got back there. Oh, my goodness. He's hanging there on that torture stake. They pierced him in the side, blood and water rain. He didn't beg to come down. He could have told God, I quit. I quit. He could have said, I quit. No. I'm not going all the way. Do you know what he did? He hung his head in the locks of his shoulder, and he said, God, hallelujah, God, it is finished. It's finished. And he gave up the ghost, went on back to heaven. You know something? You got to tell God today, it is finished. God wants you to tell him it is finished. God wants to hear from his human created one, it is finished. It is finished. I'm sick of lying. I'm tired of the way I'm living. I'm tired of living like a slut from hell, going about skin. I'm tired of begging. I'm tired of lying. I'm tired of fornicating. I'm tired of running from mate to mate. I'm tired of being without. I'm tired of being without. I'm tired of listening to the wrong people. I'm tired of following the wrong people. I'm tired of walking in my own strength. I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. God have mercy on me. I'm tired of this. It is finished. Help me, God, to keep it finished. I want a new life. You promised it to all those that come to you in spirit and in truth. That's the salvation quote today. Phone ring and the creditors is about to worry you to death to say it is finished. When people call you trying to get you to engage in drugs and whoremongery, just say, hey, hallelujah, it's finished. Hang up the phone. When you have all these thoughts of self-inclination, don't know what you're going to do today, scared to go to your mailbox, scared to open your door up, open that door up, get off the couch and open the door up and say, hey, everybody out there, it is finished. It is finished. Whatever's going to happen to me, my life is in the hands of God now. I'm a new created creature. My life, everything about me is in the hands of God. It is finished. When your children call, begging you, cursing y'all because you don't have money to give them that you don't have. Just when your business partner comes your way with a bad report, may have to shut operations down. Just stand up and look them square in the face. Look her square in the face. Look her square in her eyes and say, it is finished. It's finished. It is finished. It's finished. And let God take over. Try God. Test God. He said, try me. say it is finished. Try me. Pot won't start. Just say, hey, it's finished. Go on back in the house and sit down. It is finished. Don't know what you're going to eat tonight. You say, God, man. It is finished. It is your way to a lethal injection. Just say, oh God, it is finished. Show the devil you're not scared. Say it's finished. Put him on the run. Say it's finished. We haven't told God that. We just running to hell. Body filled with cancer, still running to hell. Kids hate you, still running to hell. Wife don't want you and told you to your face, you don't want you, still running to hell. Business crumbled, you're broke, busted, and disgusted. 2 days from an eviction notice, still running to hell. Run to God. Run to giving the world a chance. You've given the world an opportunity. You followed them long enough. You've given everybody you know a chance. Cut it off. Let them all know it is finished. By your talk, your walk, your behavior. Say, hey, y'all. Hey. It is finished. And God of the universe, the God of the universe, will take you in. He'll send his son. You'll know it. You'll rise up a new creature and a new man. Keep your promises. Hold true to your promises. And God will take you in. Thank you for tuning in to the Hour of Power, the Hour of Power, Dr. Cappuccino Show. Send me an email, mothernature7@gmail.com. Call me, leave me a message at 424-634-9615. If you feel you're kind of shaky on shaky ground and you feel you're going to stumble, give me a call, shoot me an email, and I'll help you make it all right under the banner of the name of Jesus Christ from the God of the universe. See you next week, same time.